This week's warm weather is turning attention to river breakup. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum is tracking the factors that play into ice flowing out.
Basically, from Fairbanks eastward, it's been kind of a more typical winter, at least when you look at the ice thicknesses and the snowpack on the ground, versus, you know, further to our west and south. As you go into the western interior, the snowpack is well below normal, and this is the same case as you go south of the Alaska Range.
Plum says above normal snowpack in the Canadian Yukon will send a lot of water into the upper Yukon River, but a forecasted trend of warm days and cool nights should meter the influx and promote a gradual breakup. Plum says ice thickness going into spring are, as usual, variable.
Most of the lakes are running a little bit above normal thicknesses, whereas some of the river sites are a little bit below normal.
That was the case on the Tanana River at Nenana at the beginning of March. But Nenana Ice Classic manager Sherry Fornes says this week's ice measurement of 35 inches was closer to the norm for this time of year.
I think it's a pretty average year.
Breakup timing has a lot to do with weather, and the thermometer pushed 50 degrees in recent days.
We are having, you know, extremely warm temperatures, and so we're thinking that the ice will most likely go out early.
Fornes says the earliest the ice has ever gone out on the Nenana is April 20th. Last year, the tripod tipped on April 25th. Ice Classic tickets remain for sale through April 5th.